Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is the concept that we all really want to reach optimum levels of health and well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life more, and that's what I attempt to bring to you each week with our shows. Now, my interview this week is going to be with Angela Busio. We're going to be talking to her in a few minutes, but I wanted to give you a quick overview of what Angela is about. She is a master energy therapist, and she's got the number one bestseller that she co-authored on How Did You Do That? She's a television radio host. She's a powerful facilitator and coach. And Angela's helped thousands of people rise above debilitating issues to become really their own authority on managing their emotional health and stress. So we're going to be talking to her in just a few minutes. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue area you need to know more about because it can really have an impact on you, your family, and your loved ones. And what I want to talk about in this show is mold. That's mold that you're getting when walls get wet, floors get wet, ceilings get wet, and mold starts to grow. Mold can actually affect your body in a number of different ways, from having memory problems to experiencing a sudden change in disposition, having agitation, anger, panic, aggression. Headaches can occur. Coughing and wheezing, sinus problems, postnasal drip, itchy rashes, joint pain. Many, many things can be attributed actually to the impact of mold on us. And it can occur very quickly. Dr. Doris Rapp, who I've personally met, has been able to show, she's a medical doctor who's focused heavily on researching and learning about mold and how it impacts us. She has been able to show on her website, which is DorisRappMD.com, and Rapp is two P's, R-A-P-P. So she has been able to show how just one drop of mold extract placed on a patient's arm caused her to have trouble walking. Within minutes, the woman's joints and sinuses swelled up. If you're in an environment that's moldy, it can be having impacts on you in levels and ways that you've never thought before. Some of the physical signs you could have that you're being affected by mold are red cheeks or earlobes, dark under eye circles, bags under your eye, restless leg syndrome. And these can happen very quickly. If you had contact with mold, it could take 15 to 60 minutes for it to show up. Now, there's another way you can test for mold that Dr. Rapp has figured out, where if you can take your pulse and you start playing with it so you can determine what a regular beat feels like, what you'll find if you eat something you're allergic to, for example. Your pulse will shoot up dramatically to around 200 beats a minute. So that if you're going to go into a house and you want to find out if there's mold, one of the easy ways is to check your pulse. And if it shoots up 20 points, don't buy that house, would be the advice from Dr. Rapp. Now, you need to look really closely because children can get very sick with mold, and it's very difficult to clean the place up. If you want to remove mold, there's a National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors that has books that explain exactly what to do and what solutions to use. You can look at getting a high-quality air purifier to attempt to control the mold, but you really have to get rid of those hidden sources that are creating the mold. You may also need to bring in somebody to do remediation who knows what they're doing as well. So mold is something you really want to pay attention to because it can have major, major consequences on how people in your family feel and function. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. If you like, on teplitz.com, you can also sign up for a free emailed newsletter I do once a month. It'll have other health wellness-oriented tips on it that are not on Healthy Alternatives. So you can go there on teplitz.com. You'll see the About button. You can click there. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's new discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and your loved ones. What I want to talk about today is spirulina. Spirulina is a simple one-celled organism. It forms a spiral shape, and it grows in clean bodies of water. It's actually been used as a food source way back to the 9th century in Chad, and the Aztecs in 16th century Mexico also used it. It was rediscovered in the 1950s. Spirulina is a survivor. It's been able to withstand extreme temperature variations, neglect, and still survive, so it's really a potent substance that transfers its potency to us. There are researchers in Bangladesh where the water is full of arsenic. They conducted a 3-month hospital-based study where spirulina was given to 33 patients, and 17 patients were given a placebo. 82% of those taking the spirulina showed a tremendous improvement in the symptoms caused by the arsenic. If you have candida in your system, candida can lead to autoimmune disease being worsened, such as Crohn's disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. And one of the things that spirulina does, it encourages and supports the growth of healthy bacterial flora in your body, and that can keep the candida from growing out of control. Spirulina has also been shown to help with HIV and AIDS in preventing the virus from being activated. There was also a study done by the Department of Biochemistry in Mexico where 4.5 grams of spirulina were given every day to the people in the study. And what happened is it regulated their blood pressure and really brought it down without having to take drugs. So there are many studies that have been done looking at ways that spirulina can really help you. For a child, you want to look at a maintenance dose of 5 grams a day. A child that's fighting disease, go to 10 grams. For an adult, the maintenance dose is 10 grams. For an adult fighting disease, go to 20 grams. But you do want to start out with small amounts of spirulina because it's a potent detoxifier, and you want to get into it gradually, and you do want to make sure you take a lot of spring or filtered water, as that helps the spirulina to be absorbed into your system. For people who are allergic to seafood or have iodine allergies, you don't want to take spirulina. And if you're pregnant or nursing or have hyperthyroidism, ask a healthcare provider before you start it. So those are some of the things that you need to know about with the Healthy Alternative Breakthrough today, which is looking at spirulina. Before I bring on my guest, I'd like to talk to you about a special offer I have this week for listeners. I'm releasing a new book on November 16th, and if you go to switchedonnetworking.com, that's the name of the book, Switched On Networking, you'll be able to get a whole range of free digital gifts to you that friends of mine who are speakers and authors have agreed to donate to this site to encourage people to buy the book, especially the week of November 16th. And it'll ask you when you go on that site to go to Amazon.com, purchase the book, and then come back and enter your receipt number, and that will give you access to all of these gifts. So all you need to do is go to switchedonnetworking.com. My guest today is Angela Busio. She is a master energy therapist, a number one best-selling co-author of How Did You Do That? She's a television radio show host and a powerful facilitator and coach. Her work focuses on empowering others to manage their own negative, stressful emotional patterns using state-of-the-art 21st century solutions. Angela's programs have helped thousands rise from debilitating issues to become their own authority in managing their emotional health and stress. Most recently, Angela is the founder of RealStressSolutions.com, an inbox magazine, and an amazing new online program called Turn Stress to Success, and it features the innovative 5-minute stress solution. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. So, Angela, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I'm so honored to be your guest today and to have this conversation. I'm excited to have this conversation.
So let me ask you a question. In terms of looking at stress, what are some of the pitfalls that you see that people should be on the lookout when they're trying to manage their stress?
Well, Jerry, I think one of the focuses that I do in my program addresses these pitfalls. And I think one of the main thing that people do that causes pitfalls is that they have inaccurate information. And I think most of the focus on stress goes after the symptoms of stress, which I call the eggs of stress and a chicken and egg paradigm. And they have inaccurate information, or they get no information at all, and they just manage the symptoms and don't go after the root causes of stress. They take no action. They have inaccurate information. They don't have access to mentors or accurate information. And I think that is one of the biggest pitfalls, is getting caught up in managing the eggs of stress rather than having the knowledge and the how-to go after the root causes of stress so that you can stop some of those symptoms from happening in the first place.
So what you're saying is a lot of people are making omelets when they should be cooking something else altogether.
That's a great way to put it. But those symptoms of stress are real, and it's easy to get caught up in just managing them. But we give all of our authority away to a pill or a stress ball or some other kind of program, and expect that we're going to feel better. And what happens is we just end up having to get a more powerful pill or a more powerful program because the symptoms just keep getting stronger and stronger if you don't deal with the root causes.
So what are the consequences if you don't manage your stress?
Not managing your stress has some pretty debilitating consequences, because what happens during a stressful episode, when you're under stress, it causes an imbalance. The reason that it causes an imbalance is because of the chemistry that is happening in your bodies. Now, I always like to tell people that, you know, your cat will never have an ulcer. And, you know, zebras don't get ulcers. And why is that? It's because they only have the stress or the chemical reaction for stress when there's a real emergency. You know, if they're being chased by a lion, or, they're in a life or death situation. We as humans, on the other hand, have this wonderful and terrible thing called the imagination. And we can go into the past, which I call pasteurizing, or go into the future and futurize and work ourselves up into a ladder, just imagining what could happen. And so we create this chemistry in our bodies through our thoughts. You know, that's one of the root causes, is having thoughts, and these thoughts create the emotions that we have, and the emotions create this chemistry in our bodies. And if you don't have a good way to process that chemistry, like running away from a lion or lifting up a car would do, if you did those things, it would process that chemistry. If you don't have a way to process that chemistry, it causes some pretty toxic and dangerous situations in your body that can lead to ulcers and ultimately even cancer, you know, and at the very least, anxiety, depression, and other types of chemical imbalances, which really make us not feel good.
Yeah, some of the research I've seen out there is putting it that people go to doctors and for all kinds of illnesses, and the underlying cause for most of them is the stress that they're experiencing. So they get the symptoms addressed like you're talking about, but not the root cause, which is the stress. So is there a best kept secret about managing stress you can share with our listeners?
Sure. The best kept secret is knowing what those root causes are and then going after them and managing those type of symptoms and alleviating those root causes. And I'm actually going to give your listening audience a free book today that is kind of like the background for my program, called The Mind Map of Stress Management, which talks about the five key elements that are the root of most of your stress that cause these imbalances. And so the best kept secret is really understanding what causes imbalance in your bodies and the five key areas that cause those imbalances, and then being able to manage them. So I'd like to offer that to your listeners today.
What website's that going to be at?
That's going to be at www.turnstresstosuccess.com.
Okay, so turnstresstosuccess.com. Great. Now, do you see kind of a next trend coming in on terms of stress management that, from your perspective?
Yes, you know, from all of the reading that I've done, and it's been pretty extensive, the study that I've done to be able to offer the programs and practices that I do, the new burgeoning science of the 21st century is helping us to really understand the connection between our minds and our bodies. And I see the trend turning towards those new practices, understanding that what we think about has a huge effect on how we can manage our stress. And my programs focus on that new science, which I think is the new trend in helping you to really get control and to become your own authority. And I see that as being the next trend, is helping you learn to manage yourself so that you're in more of a preventative mode than always in a mode of seeking relief from your symptoms.
The other trend that I see coming up is more research coming out on some vitamins, supplements, nutrients that can really make a big difference. There's lots of research, as you've probably seen, on vitamin D3. There's some stuff coming out now on vitamin K2 that's becoming fascinating. So I think there's another big trend coming out in the nutritional component, assuming the FDA doesn't squash the whole notion of our having free access to vitamins.
Well, and I think the way that we squash that is by getting the word out. And I'm actually on the board of Micronutrients for Mental Health Association, and I just returned from a symposium in New York City with all of the top pioneers, psychologists, psychiatrists, and people that are doing research in this particular area, because I believe there is an intimate dance between quantum physics and Newtonian physics. And what I mean by that is the quantum physics that is so important is having the right thoughts. It's the invisible world. It's the chemistry that we have. But the Newtonian world is the world of our bodies, and our bodies do get out of balance. And when we address those imbalances in the body, and which is the Newtonian physics, and then also correct the invisible world, the world of thought and language that influences how we get stress in the first place, I think then you have a winning combination. And I always suggest micronutrients. And in my report, you'll read about some of the top cutting-edge micronutrients that are available for balancing that Newtonian part of our body and our world.
So tell us a little bit about the free program you're offering to folks, Turn Stress to Success program.
Well, that actually is not a free program. My book is my little report. The Mind Map of Stress Management is free, but the program itself is called Turn Stress to Success, and I would love to tell you a little bit about it because I'm really, really excited about it, because it is designed to go after the root causes of stress and train you to become your own authority in managing the root causes by teaching you how to reprogram negative habitual behavior and thought patterns that lead to stress in the first place. So it's a framework from hours and years of studying the brain and the body and how things work. It's a framework and a perspective that I'm offering you. And I've designed it kind of like a compass. So it has four different modules. And these modules are designed like compass directions that teach you a step-by-step kind of the paint-by-numbers way for literally reprogramming your brain and your behavioral patterns so that you don't have stress. So the four steps are, the four modules are...
Let's hold that until after the break, because I'm habitualized to taking one at this point.
Okay, great.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Angela Busio, in just a moment.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
So my guest today is Angela Busio. She is a master energy therapist, a number one best-selling author of How Did You Do That? She's a television radio host and a powerful facilitator and coach. Angela's programs have helped thousands rise above debilitating issues to become their own authority, managing their emotional health and stress. She's founder of RealStressSolutions.com, an inbox magazine, and an amazing new online program we just started talking about, Turn Stress to Success. And Angela, before the break, you were starting to talk about the four major elements of this program. Why don't you elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, what I've done is I've taken all of the information that I've gathered, and I've put my perspective into a framework that is kind of designed like a compass, because it really fit well into a compass. So let me tell you a little bit about that framework. So in the east direction of that compass, what we have is awareness, because the east is where the sun comes up. And this is where I will teach you the 21st century paradigm of the mind and the body. In the book Influencers, he talks about when people want to change, the thing that stops them the most is not knowing how or not having accurate information, not thinking that they can do it. And here's where I'm going to teach you that you can do this, that we as humans can change our minds and we can have a powerful effect on what's happening in our bodies. So that's the east module. And then we move down on the compass to the south direction. Of course, in the south is where you get the best light of day. And this is where I have a powerful program called Design My Destiny. This is where we're going to chart a new course. And this is where I help people re-script out the things that they would rather be experiencing in their life, to really think about what are the things that they would rather be happening, and then using language and using the appropriate language, helping them to script out a new paradigm for what they want their life to be. So that in itself is an amazing module and has had an amazing effect on so many people's lives, including my own. You take my own medicine, let's just say that. Then we move
and
down.
I hope it tastes good.
It's amazing. And then we move down to the west module, which is where the sun goes down. And this is where I'm going to teach you to let the sun go down on the emotional issues that are keeping you stuck. And this is where I'm going to teach you powerful new 21st century emotional self-management tools that are in the realm of energy psychology, which is a new burgeoning science. And this is also where I'm going to introduce you to my 5-minute stress solution, which is a 5-minute process that uses these particular modalities for teaching you and training you how to process your emotions every day so that you don't have this buildup toxic chemistry in your body that leads to disease. And then the north direction is making connections, both human and spiritual, that will give you the support that you need to stay on your path. So that's kind of a synopsis of the program.
How did you wind up putting this whole process together?
Well, I actually had a nervous breakdown. And interestingly, it was when I had just finished getting my degree in psychology, and I was in the middle of raising 5 children and building a new home, and had some things happen that were just too much for me. So I became the patient and had to go on the standard protocols, was on medication, was just really struggling through every day, and I hated my life on that paradigm. And I thought, there has to be a better way. And I was looking for a PhD program and started, just looking for other answers and other ways of managing my own issues. And through that process, made these amazing discoveries, actually started certifying in some of the modalities that were helping me get better. And just because of my nature, I've always taught everything I've ever learned. I started teaching other people how to get better, and my practice grew without advertising, and I ended up being a life coach on a television program, and also was asked to be a co-author in a best-selling book from doing that. And now I want to take the paradigms that I've taught my offline clients and that they have been so successful with, and I want to bring that to an online audience because I feel like I can help so many more people online.
What were some of the modalities you got certified in?
I'm actually a master rapid eye therapist, which is we actually process emotions when we are asleep. It's how our bodies naturally process emotional energy. When we're in rapid eye sleep, we actually kind of do what I call a Google of our bodies by eye movements. When our eyes are in certain directions, they fire different parts of our brain. And so in rapid eye therapy, it's an innovative, amazing technology that uses about 4 or 5 of the best energy methods combined in one process. And it's a therapist-assisted process that helps people to process their energy as much as a whole night's worth of sleep in 1 hour. It's really an amazing process. I also do mental imagery. I'm also a master energy health practitioner, and that is understanding the main tenets of what energy psychology is doing, which is helping to scramble and reprogram traumatic stress patterns in the brain.
Now, in your five-minute stress solution program, since 5 minutes is not a long time, what are you putting into it that works for folks? And how do you know that it works?
Well, I know that it works because it's the process that I taught my clients. And what I used to do is I used to give my clients a rubber band to put around their hand, and I would teach them these processes, which are about a five-minute process. And I would say, go home and do this process. But of course, they would always get back into their pattern and they would not do the processes because they would forget. So I designed this five-minute stress solution to be a coach that actually prompts you. If you've got a smartphone, it'll text you every 120 minutes, which follows your body's own endiatral rhythms. You need a rest about every 120 minutes during the day. And what it will do, if you have it in prompt on mode, which I suggest that all my students do have that in prompt mode, if they really are interested in changing their patterns, it will text you, and then it will take you through this five-minute process, which uses these energy methods. So it will use acupressure tapping, it will use breathing, it will use language, and in 5 minutes, you'll be in a new frame of mind. After going through this process. And hopefully you'll do this process enough during the day that what it's going to do is train you in a new process for handling any negative stressful emotion that comes up. And to also help you have peak performance. It'll give you a great rest. Even if you're not having a lot of stress, it'll give your body a great rest and help you to get back to whatever you're doing with renewed vigor and energy.
There was a research study done many years ago that was a little different focus, but I think really highlights the notion of resting allows us to be much more effective, where they had people in Chicago at steel mills loading coke into the ovens. And they had one group that worked 50 minutes, took a 10-minute break. The other worked 20 minutes and took a 10-minute break. So they were actually taking 20 minutes of rest over the course of an hour. And the people who were taking the extra 10 minutes of rest actually loaded over twice the amount of coke into the ovens than the group that was going 50 minutes and taking a 10-minute rest break. So even though they were getting more resting time, they're actually way more productive, which I think would actually be similar to what you're talking about of giving people short every 2 hours a rest break.
Yes, and thank you for that. That is an amazing study, and I certainly have run across numerous studies. I mean, athletes have a between the points break that they do. You know, you'll see a tennis player and they'll have a little break that they do between the points, and that's about every 120. That's about every 10 minutes or 2 minutes. But it certainly does help your body to get refocused, to have some way of interrupting, if you're in a negative state, interrupting that pattern and then processing whatever's happening so that you get back to a fresh start. And so thank you for that. Yeah, that's awesome.
If somebody's doing your program, what should they notice happening to know that the program's working for them? Are there cues and, or is it just kind of an internal thing of, I think it's working?
No, it's actually pretty miraculous what starts happening. As you go through my whole program, and if you reprogram your language, if you're actually doing the whole program, you're going to start to notice some amazing things rather quickly. Because my program uses affirmations, which is the script that you write about what you would like to experience during the day. And then it uses these ways for you to process your emotions. So what happens is, because of the way our brains are wired, we have this reticular activating system in our brainstem that helps us know what to pay attention to. And what we're doing right off the bat is teaching it new things to pay attention to. So what's exciting is you start noticing right away new things that you haven't noticed before because you're telling your brain to do it. And you're processing the emotional energy that has gotten in the way of you actually being able to have the energy to go after some of your goals and dreams. Because When our energy is spent just managing our stress, we don't have that energy for other things and the goals that we have. And so you immediately will start to have more energy that you can start to put towards your goals and dreams, which you have scripted out in the Design My Destiny program. So it's actually, you'll have some pretty miraculous and wonderful things start happening. I know this from my own experience and from the experience of my offline clients. Some pretty amazing things start happening.
So for listeners who would like to learn more or sign up for a program, and what's the free gift again, Angela?
The free gift is called the Mind Map of Stress Management. And what that is going to do is teach you the five key elements that you need to manage that are at the root of most of your stress. So that is a great primer for my program. And you can get that, and you can also sign up for the program at www.turnstresstosuccess.com. And if you want to find out more about the 5-minute stress solution, you can also go to www.5minutestresssolution.com and learn more specifically just about that app, because that app is a standalone product. But of course, we recommend that it be used with the program to have the most effect.
On the 5-minute stress solution, are they typing the number 5 in or the word 5?
Either.
Okay. Yeah. Great. So she got it both ways.
So if you use the number or if you use the other, you're going to get to the site.
Great. Angela, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Next week, my guest is going to be Steve Ulscher. Steve is America's reinvention expert. He's a successful entrepreneur who has applied his street smarts, business acumen, and communication skills to a wide range of endeavors. He's co-star of the groundbreaking film The Keepers of the Keys with Jack Canfield, John Gray, and Marcy Shimoff. He's founded the Reinvention Workshop, and he's author of the USA Books News Self-Help Book of the Year, Journey to You, A Step-by-Step Guide to Becoming Who You Were Born to Be. He's been on ABC, Fox TV, and more than 200 radio shows. And we're going to be talking to Steve about reinventing yourself in these times that we're living in. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.